Welcome back, DGS on KMOX. A few minutes past 4 p.m. Time for the Sweet 16, brought to you by Weber Chevrolet. Skip is with us today. Good to see you. Welcome
good to back. See you. Thank you.
No goatee.
No goatee.
Yeah. Still got the hair going, though?
Yeah. I feel so much younger, man. I liked having the goatee, but I started thinking that. I started thinking, looking at pictures of myself and going, man, look at the picture of 4 years ago. I look way more than 4 years younger than I do now. And I shaved that thing off, and I said, I was right. I'm glad. Much as I liked having it, much as I liked having less worry to shave, I feel younger.
I'm terrified. I've had mine now 20-plus years. Yeah. My mom.
You don't look old. I don't think it makes you look old. I think it made me look older than I am. Now I think I look younger than I am.
My mom's been roasting me. My mom is full-blown dementia now. And the other day I'm there, and I have to get real close to her to talk. You know, she's a little bit mumbly. And she said, I have to tell you something. And it could go anywhere, right? I mean, it could be from my childhood. It could be something about my dad. And she goes, you would look 10 to 15 years younger if you were to shave that beard off. And then every time I see her now, she's like, you at least need to trim it. I'm like, take it easy, lady. Like, come on.
Maybe you should listen to her.
Maybe so.
You can grow it back.
Maybe I'll try it.
Yeah.
How was your most recent travels?
Oh, it was great.
Good.
I'll show you pictures of it in the break. And you can talk about it if you want. I don't know. But we just... I'd never been.
I want to hear about the falconry.
Yeah, that's what I want to show you.
Okay.
It was cool. We were in Ireland, and I'd never been, and we actually had bought this at a charity auction, and, you know, I didn't know what to expect from it, and it was phenomenal.
Was it like you expected? Was it just a punch in the face of green and hoity-toity-toity-toity?
Almost. I've never... It's the nicest people as a whole. I mean, I've met nice people all over the world. The entire population was bizarrely pleasant.
That's nice.
I mean, you know, strangers would just start talking to us about how we're enjoying our stay. Or, you know, I don't know. I don't think was to try to drum up tourism either, because they have a decent amount of, they don't live off tourism like a lot of places. I just think that they're nice people. I really do.
Was the falconry like a top 10 thing?
In my life.
Wow.
Yeah.
Man.
I was telling these guys, I love birds of prey. And it wasn't, we didn't like hunt with them, but we still handled the birds of prey. Yeah. And then we still got to let them fly to us while we put little bits of game on our hands. And we're flying back and forth and just dealing with the birds. I mean, they're just beautiful.
Did it make you want to come home and get a falcon?
It does. I looked into it.
It's so much alike.
It's too much work. We travel. I mean, I don't mind doing the work, but it's unfair if you were to get it. I know a couple guys in town that do it. It's 24/7. I couldn't leave the bird and go out of town. That's mean to the bird.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to weigh them every day to know how much you can feed them. To know how much to let them eat, because they're not hunting on their own.
Yeah.
You weigh them every day. And hopefully it's within a couple grams of the day before. That means you fed them correct. And if you neglect that, they die.
Yeah, we don't need that kind of noise.
No, but I would love to do it.
You have to borrow a falcon now and then.
Exactly.
Hey, can I get your falcon for the weekend?
Well, what I want to do is we got that property that we're going to finally build our house on. I want to have owls. I want to make sure I have owls. They won't be my pets, but we learned a lot about them, and we got to deal with owls. They have owls there. We had owls on our arms, and we were, you know.
I love it. Going to your house was already an experience, but now that you're going to have owls.
After midnight, you disturb the owls. That's the kind of place I want.
I like it.
They are like in a weird way, like super smart looking, like just... The place we lived at when we first moved here was a place on Fifth Street in St. Charles, and it was old. And we walked out one day, and there were three little baby owls just sitting in the tree.
Man. They're
majestic. You walk by, and they're just like this.
And you want to ask them a question. You want to ask them a question.
What do you know?
How many licks does it take?
So the barn owl, they call it the farmer's friend. There's no better eliminator of varmints, of rats and stuff. I mean, you know, we're gonna move our horses to where we live when we are able to do it. And that's what I want. I want owls in my barn. I can't buy them. I just got to hope that they come there, and I got to do what they can. There's things you can do to attract them.
You can't buy an owl? Is that like against the law or something?
Well, I mean, I don't think there's pet owls. I don't know. But that's not what I'm trying to, you know, I want to have wild owls move into my barn and be my friend.
Yeah, Val, you know.
And be my friend.
Room for
that's
rent.
What I want.
Room for
rent. You want it to happen naturally.
And kill mice. And if they kill all the mice, I'll go buy some more mice so they can don't leave.
All you need, Andrew, is an owl for your car.
Yeah. There you go. I have an owl statue. I got an owl statue for my yard to spook off all the...
Because you live in the wooded area?
Yeah, all the various critters and whatnot. It
it's so
work.
Funny. I was telling Rachel and Andrew when I first got in, I said, I almost called Andrew and said, can we do the Sweet 16 of our favorite bird? I almost called him.
You got two of them now.
Yeah, exactly.
That's cool. So. Today we are doing the Sweet 16 of... fictional restaurants and bars where we would like to go. I really like this one. I've got a bunch of them, and they're not all going to make it on the list, but I like them. Want to start her off?
I do. I want to start. I'm going to. I've made a decision. Not that I don't do this every week anyway, but I'm going to really let my geek flag fly on this.
Fair enough.
So there's a couple that are so obvious that should win that I'm not going to say unless it gets like to the end and no one said it yet. But I'm going to say. You could drink your fancy ales, you could drink them by the flagon, but the only brew for the brave and true comes from the Green Dragon.
Which is?
The Green Dragon Pub in Lord of the Rings.
Oh, see, I didn't know that.
That's the hobbits sing that, you know, that's where they
always look like they have good food at those places.
Yeah.
Yeah, lots of porridge.
Yeah.
Lots bread. Of stew.
Lots of bread.
Shepherd's pie.
Stick to your ribs.
Yeah. Yeah, let's go.
I'm telling you, the Green Dragon.
I'm in.
I would love to go to the Green Dragon. If such a thing existed.
Andrew.
I will say the Krusty Krab.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Me too. I want a Krabby Patty.
I want the pizza. The Krusty Krab pizza is the pizza
for you and me. Wheels.
I'm going to go with the Mos Eisley Cantina in Star Wars.
Great. You want to go there?
Yeah. I would definitely go there.
I would too.
It's a wretched hive of scum.
I know, but I bet they have great food. That's why everybody goes there.
And they have good music.
When I saw that 13 years old at the Wildy Theater, and I'm just, my eyes are wide, my mouth is open, and they're panning across. When that devil guy hit, all the junk God gave me was no. Oh, my Lord. One of the scariest images to this. Yeah. Rach.
How about Vesuvio from The Sopranos?
Oh, that's a good one.
I had that too.
Where now? What now?
From The Sopranos.
Vesuvio. Artie
Bucco's
place. The
Italian place that they go all the time. If this one is too big, let me know, but I had Wonka.
No, that fits.
I mean, like, just as a kid, the magic of going to the Wonka.
The factory.
It's not a restaurant or a bar, but, you know.
But they probably have a cafeteria at the end.
They probably do.
Yeah, I bet they do.
Like at the AB tour.
Yeah.
Back to Skip.
All right, so a couple of my geek ones have already been done, so I'm grateful. But here's one that's maybe obscure. I'm going to go with Milliways. Milliways is also known as the restaurant at the end of the universe. From the books, you know, Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Yeah.
That'd be cool. That you travel in time to when the universe ends, and you experience that. That's what the dinner is. It's like a dinner theater.
Yeah.
And then you go back to your own time.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. That's very cool.
That's why it's not the end of the universe in length. It's at the time of the ending. I'm just kind of.
I like that. Andrew.
I will say the Double R Diner from the little town of Twin Peaks.
Ooh, that's weird and creepy.
Yeah. Interesting one.
Damn fine coffee.
Wheels.
I want a big kahuna burger from Pulp Fiction.
Oh, nice. Oh, yeah.
Because that is one tasty burger.
Mmm. Mind if I quench my thirst? Rach?
I mean, I can't believe no one said it yet, but what about Moe's Tavern?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was one of the ones I was...
Totally fine. Boy, I have so many. I'm going to go old school from my childhood, and I'm going to go Arnold's from Happy Days.
Wow, yeah. I bet they had good burgers.
I spent a lot of time in that place.
Arnold's or Al's?
Arnold's.
Arnold's.
Yeah.
Al, I mean, he kept it named Arnold's, I think, for most.
Oh, okay.
I think even when Al owned it.
Okay.
I think he kept it named Arnold's.
Al went a long way with me.
Yeah.
Like, we get it. Yeah.
You're cool. I know.
Back to Skip.
Let's go with, I know we've talked about this show before. I think you were a fan of the show. I'm going to go with the Warsaw Tavern. And that's where Drew Carey and his buddies hung out in the Drew Carey Show.
Cleveland
it
Rocks.
Seemed like a very cool bar.
Yeah.
They were there. I mean, it just seemed like a really cool bar. I don't know what kind of food they had, if they even served food.
Bar food.
But it seemed like a very cool bar.
I like it. Andrew.
I'll go with a place where I have actually like read the menu on the screen and just dreamed about what it might be like. And then it's Bob's Burgers.
Mm. Mm-hmm. I've never seen that show.
I look at the prices on the menu on the screen on the cartoon, and I'm like, those are very reasonable.
Wheels.
I want a sandwich from Satriales on Sopranos.
Mm.
I want one of those damn sandwiches. They just looked so good. Although I wouldn't want to go in the back room. That's scary.
Sit out front?
Yeah. Sit out front with the guys. Oh!
What about Central Perk from Friends?
Mm-hmm.
Looks great, like a couch. Nice little coffee shop. Mm-hmm.
How many do we need here, Rich?
We need two.
Oh, gosh. I'm just going to throw them out. I had Bluth's Frozen Bananas from Arrested Development.
Yeah.
I had Pizza Planet from Toy Story.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I had Pizza Planet.
I had Tin Forward from Star Trek.
Oh, there you go. There, Next
that,
Generation.
That's pretty nerdy.
I didn't even have that on there.
I got your attention.
I think Pizza Planet sounds like horrible pizza to me.
No.
It's like, yes.
Oh, it might be the best in the universe.
Because it's the place where it's more centered around the
games
kids' games.
And, yeah.
You think they got worse pizza than the Cantina at Mos Eisley?
Yes. I think the Cantina pizza, they call it flatbread, probably, first of all. And, I don't know. To me, Pizza Planet seemed like absolutely horrible food.
So what should I put on, Dave? Your Star Trek
I still have them. I had Rick's American from Casablanca. I had Cheers, and I had Ratatouille.
Oh, Cheers has to be on there, right?
Yeah. I like Ratatouille, too. I almost put that on mine.
I wrote down Cheers.
Okay.
So what else
do you
need?
One more.
One more. Anyone got one?
I like a lot of Dave's. I also said, because all my friends were there, I thought, what about the Sunset Grill?
Oh.
Although I think it's based on a real place.
Yeah.
But you know,
I don't know.
Since all my friends would be there, I thought.
I had Monk's from Seinfeld.
Oh,
as well.
That, yeah. Is that a real place?
I say, it is a real I think place. I'm going to vote. I would say vote for Rick's Cafe America.
Okay.
That would be that. Pretty cool.
Have you seen Casablanca, Rich?
I have.
A lot of shenanigans going at Rick's. All right.
Is it in Casablanca?
Yeah.
Because that would make it cool.
Yeah, that's what's cool about it. It's like a place for expatriates to.
You want
to
take a break and do this when we come back? You want to do a
couple? Sure, that's fine.
All right, welcome back. Sweet 16 brought to you by Weber Chevrolet, the Sweet 16 of the best bars and restaurants that we would love to go to. Fictional. The Green Dragon from Lord of the Rings versus good old Moe's Tavern from The Simpsons.
Dragon.
I don't know it as well, so I'll go Flaming Moe at Moe's.
Yeah, but Moe's doesn't have good food. You know this here.
I'll go Moe's. It's down to Andrew.
I think I will say Moe's.
Oh,
because if I was going to have,
knew that's gonna make
if
him
I
mad.
Was going to have Lord of the Rings, I would take Prancing Pony, I think.
Mm. No, too much. I think the Hobbits rowdy. Would be funner. Yeah, the Hobbits place would be nicer.
The Krusty Krab versus Arnold from Happy Days.
Krab.
I'm going to go Arnold's.
I'm going to go Arnold's as well.
Krusty Krab.
Oh.
KK. The Star Wars Cantina versus the Warsaw Tavern.
Cantina.
I'll go Cantina, I guess.
I'm going to stick with the Warsaw. I don't want to go to the Cantina. It looks horrible.
I'm going to go with the Warsaw, too. I think that would be a cool bar to
hang
out
with. I'd get shot.
It's down to
Dave. A cool bar to hang out with.
I only know the Cantina, so I have to go with that. The Sopranos, Vesuvio versus Bob's Burgers.
Vesuvio.
Bob's Burger Bob.
Yeah, I'll even vote against myself and go Bob's Burgers.
Okay, Bob's moves on. Wonka versus Satriales from The Sopranos as well.
Oh, got to get one of them sandwiches, Satriales.
You can at Wonka. You can even eat the dishes.
I'll go Wonka.
I'm going there.
I'm going Wonka. Milloway's versus Central Perk.
Milloway's end of the universe, baby.
Yeah, I love those books.
That's pretty cool. I'm gonna make that. Twin Peaks Diner versus Cheers.
Cheers.
Double R Diner.
Norm!
Pulp Fiction. Big Kahuna Burger versus Rick's Cafe from Casablanca.
Rick's Cafe, man.
Rick's
Great
Cafe.
Piano music.
Yeah,
and
gotta
everything.
Vote for Casablanca. It's a good road trip.
Yeah.
Okay. Elite Eight. Moe's Tavern versus the Krusty Krab.
Ooh.
Crab.
Yeah. I really want
to. Unanimously.
I want a Krabby Patty so bad.
Patty. Star Wars Cantina versus Bob's Burgers.
Cantina.
Mos Eisley.
Bob Burger.
Bob's Burgers.
Is it to me?
Yes.
Yeah. I'll go Cantina.
Yes.
All right.
Wonka versus Milloway's.
That one. I want to go to the end of the universe.
I want to go to Milloway's, yeah.
Andrew.
Or the end of time.
I'm going to get tied to Dave.
I'm intrigued by the whole end of the universe thing. So we'll put that into the final four. Cheers versus Rick's American.
So the road trip versus
everyone knowing your name.
Yeah.
I'll go Cheers.
I'll go Cheers.
I'll go Casablanca because I hate you.
Cheers.
Cheers moves on. All right. So when we come back, we'll do the final four and all the shenanigans around it. Welcome back, guys. DGS 438. Got Tommy Ackerman coming up to talk all things sports and Cardinals after the next break. Sweet 16 of best fictional restaurants and bars we'd like to frequent down to the final four. Krusty Krab versus the Star Wars Cantina.
Oh, got to go to the Cantina.
Yeah, just for the entertainment. I mean, Krusty Krab's is a bunch of people arguing. Cantina entertainment is great music.
He has never had more... staunch opinions.
Oh, yes, I have.
I gotta tell you, every week. I would turn down any real-life burger for a shot at a Krabby Patty. Yeah. I mean, that looks insane.
And I want to meet SpongeBob.
I would like to meet SpongeBob as well.
And I want to meet SpongeBob. I want to meet Squidward. I want to meet Mr. Krab.
So that's Krab?
Oh, yeah.
All right, Krab moves on.
Hands down.
Milloway's, the dark horse versus Cheers.
Milloway's.
I'll go Milloway's, too.
I just don't know anything about Milloway's.
It's better than Cheers. Cheers sucks.
I don't think Cheers.
What's your Cheers thing?
I don't like that show. I think it's a dumb show.
He hates that's very Ted Andrew. Danson.
Man. It's up to you.
Kevin has forgotten where he is.
I'll go to the end of the universe. No, I was having a hard time with that. But
okay, are we going to the end of the universe or the Krusty Krab?
Krusty Krab pizza.
Milloway's, man. Pizza.
I'm going to the end of the universe.
The end of the universe.
Down to you, Dave.
Ah, crap. This is where
pizza.
It finally got me. I have to go crab. Yeah, jeez. It got me. What's going on at Weber this month?
Well, new month from when I was here last. I know we're a little bit over a week into it. We did get our results of the reputation scores again, and we once again dominate that. I think I talk about it more than once, but there's a thing where this website takes reviews from that website and others, and they put them all into it and they churn it out. So somebody that has like five reviews, if they get all five stars, but they only had five reviews, does not score as high as someone who's like at a 4.8 with 90 reviews.
Yeah.
Okay. So anyways, it's a score similar to a credit score, 900. And I've got once again, three stores that are in the upper 800s and nobody else is in 800. I mean, it's just great. Actually, I think one of my stores is in the upper seven, still the top three though. Most stores are in the 600s.
I'm not being fair because we only have a minute and a half left, but when you bring in a new person and you obviously let them know how important this is to you, how do you teach them to give good customer service or do you just depend on them to have it?
Well, because they're scored on it. It's part of their pay plan. They have to get reviews. They have to get good reviews. And then I have a team that handles negative reviews. I have a team that will take someone who's given us a bad review and find out why and get to the heart of it and fix it. So a lot of, 90% of our bad reviews, which we don't get a ton of them anyway, but 90% of them are turned around.
And some of those can be even better than the five stars.
They can be better customers because sometimes people think that nobody cares. And so if you care and fix it and show this is not what we meant to have happen, they become better customers anyway. So
yeah, that makes sense. How much longer are you going to do this? You in for the long haul? You're going to hand it off to somebody?
You mean at the show or is it
at the place.
At the place. I'm in for, I mean.
Is there an heir apparent?
My son is working for me.
Nice.
One of my daughters works for me and one of my son-in-laws works for me.
Yeah.
So everybody. You got
falconry to do, dude.
I have falconry, I know. But here's the deal. I've got good people and once I started doing things at more stores than just one.
Yeah.
You can't be micromanaging.
Right.
Because it's too much.
Which is good
and
for
you. And so my people don't really want me to try to micromanage anyway. No. So I have set policies. I have metrics I look at. I talk to them every day and I can do that from a lot of different places than my office.
Yeah.
So for the time being.
And probably
I'm
should have done it sooner. Like micromanaging doesn't really work if you have good people.
Yeah.
So which you do.
Yeah, I think I'm in it for a while still.
Good. That's the perfect.
Especially since I look younger now.
That's right.
I look younger.
You're upper
30s. Yeah, exactly.
Thank you, my friend.